Hello and welcome. This is Chinmay Abhi, your career coach, and I believe that you can change your story. Ducks quack, eagles soar. Here is a story that translates this concept into a simple parable. I have come across many people like our cab driver Abdul in this story, and I'm sure it will indeed ring a bell and resonate with you too. I was waiting in line for a ride at the airport when a cab pulled up. The first thing I noticed was that the taxi was polished to a bright shine, smartly dressed in a white shirt, black tie, and freshly ironed black trousers. The cab driver jumped out and rounded the car to open the back passenger door for me. He then handed me a laminated card and said, "I'm Abdul, your driver. While I'm loading your bags in the trunk, I'd like you to read my mission statement." Now, I was taken aback. And then I read this card. It said, "Abdul's mission statement: to get my customers to their destination in the quickest, safest, and cheapest way possible in a friendly environment." Now, this completely blew my mind off, especially when I noticed that the inside of the cab matched just the outside, spotlessly clean, absolutely spick and span. As he slid behind the wheel, Abdul said, "Would you like to have a cup of coffee? I have a thermos of a regular and one of a decaf." I said jokingly, "No, I'd prefer a soft drink." Abdul smiled and said, "No problem. I have a cooler up front with regular and Diet Coke, lassi, water and orange juice." By now, I was almost stuttering. I said, "Okay, I'll take a lassi." Handing me my drink, Abdul said, "If you'd like something to read, I have the newspaper for today." As they were pulling away, Abdul handed me another laminated card. "These are the stations I get and the music they play, if you'd like to listen to the radio." And as if this wasn't enough, Abdul told me that he had the air conditioning on and asked if the temperature was comfortable for me. Then he advised me of the best route to the destination for that time of the day. He also let me know that he'd be happy to chat and tell me about some of the sites, or if I preferred, to leave me with my own thoughts. "Tell me, Abdul," I was amazed and I asked him, "have you always served your customers like this?" Abdul smiled into the rearview mirror. "No, not always. In fact, it's only been in the last 2 years. My first 5 years of driving, I spent most of my time complaining, like all the rest of the cabbies do. And then I heard about power of choice one day." Power of choice is that you can be a duck or an eagle. If you get up in the morning expecting to have a bad day, you will rarely disappoint yourself. Stop complaining. Don't be a duck. Be an eagle. Ducks quack and complain. Eagles soar right above the ground. "This conversation really hit me hard," said Abdul. "It is about me. I was always quacking and complaining. So I decided to change my attitude and become an eagle. I looked around to the other cabs and their drivers. The cabs were dirty, the drivers were unfriendly, the customers were unhappy. So I decided to make some changes, slowly, a few at a time. And when my customers responded well, I did more. I take it that it has paid off for you," I said. "It sure has," Abdul replied. "My first year as an eagle, I doubled my income from the previous year. This year, I'll probably quadruple it. My customers call me for appointments on my cell phone or leave a message on it." Abdul made a different choice. He decided to stop quacking like a duck and start soaring like an eagle. Start becoming an eagle today. One small step every week, next week, and the next week. And that is the real meaning of life. Improve yourself and your skills in a different way. So I ask you today, what are you going to be? An eagle or a duck? Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, goodbye and good luck. This is Chinmay Abhi, your career coach, signing off.